A nearly 200-year-old southern magnolia tree on the White House lawn is coming down. President Donald Trump announced the decision Sunday, calling the tree a serious safety hazard. The towering southern magnolia sits just off the south portico, steps away from where presidents greet foreign leaders and board Marine One. Known as the Jackson Magnolia, the tree is widely believed to be the oldest on White House grounds. According to the National Park Service, legend holds that President Jackson planted it in the early 1830s using seeds from his Tennessee home, the Hermitage. The gesture was to honor his late wife, Rachel, who died just before he took office. Photographs show magnolias near the South Portico as early as the 1860s. Over the years, the Jackson Magnolia became a visual hallmark of the White House landscape, appearing in state visit backdrops, presidential arrivals, and even illustrations on the $20 bill. But the tree has been in decline for decades. It lost its largest limb in 1994 when a small plane crashed onto the South Lawn. Since the 1980s, specialists have used steel cables and telescoping poles to hold its remaining structure in place. Interior decay has hollowed out much of the trunk, leaving only a thin outer shell. Despite major pruning in 2017 and ongoing efforts to preserve it, arborists now say the tree is too structurally compromised to remain safely standing. Trump said it will be replaced with a new magnolia, and wood from the original will be preserved for high and noble purposes. The announcement comes as part of broader changes to the White House grounds. Earlier this year, Trump proposed paving over parts of the Rose Garden, saying the grass doesn't hold up well during public events. The magnolia's removal closes a chapter in White House history, one tied to the legacy and folklore of Andrew Jackson and the traditions that have grown around it.